Hello, and welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap on Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratori with the key insurance events that shaped our week. We're delving into a major concern that looms imminent as the Australian summer holidays approach. With peak freight activity coinciding with increased holiday travels, road traffic is poised to surge, raising red flags for road safety. Alarmingly, the nation's Truck Accident Research Center found that over 85% of fatal crashes involving cars and trucks weren't the fault of the truck drivers. Are we doing enough to understand the dynamics of trucks on our roads? NTI's Aaron Lowes makes it simple. Maintain safe distances and adhere to speed limits. Regular rest breaks can help beat the fatigue, a ubiquitous culprit during holiday travel. Let's remember, safe driving is everyone's responsibility, especially when it coincides with the busy delivery period that saw over 103 million shipments last year. Turning our focus to the corporate sphere, Insurance Australia Group, or IAG, is bolstering its financial performance expectancy. With the smooth integration of RAC Insurance, they've revised their profit projections upwards by a sizable $100 million. If you're a tradesperson or a small business owner, keep an eye out. As the combined entity focuses on delivering customer value, it may mean better insurance products for you. A slight pivot here to Queensland. The state's insurance duty revenue is expected to surpass the $2 billion mark by the financial year 2028-29. That's a 19.7% jump in just 4 years. The general insurance premium duties imposed could result in a hike in business insurance premiums for tradespeople. While the Insurance Council of Australia voices concerns about this tax, it's crucial for tradesmen to stay informed and resort to risk management strategies to weather this financial evolution. Lastly, a positive forecast for the Australian insurance industry. Direct written premiums are projected to go beyond $144 billion in the next 4 years. That's a notable jump from $94.7 billion in 2024. With increasing climate risks and personal incidents, the need for property and personal accident insurance is on the rise. This presents both challenges and opportunities for tradespeople, and staying informed to protect against financial losses is no longer optional, but a necessity. And that concludes our news wrap. On behalf of Financial Services Online, I am Paige Estratori, wishing you a safe and informed week ahead. Please visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for continued coverage and insight on insurance news.